Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's April the 20th, and on this day in Christian history, we're going to be looking at the theme of astronomy. We go back to the year 1865 and we travel to the Mediterranean. Today, the papal astronomer, Father Angelo Secchi, was welcomed aboard the Pope's steam yacht to demonstrate his new invention, the Secchi disc. Pope Pius IX was curious about how the azure waters could be so clear. He watched fascinated as Father Secchi lowered a 43-centimetre white disc into the water, sending it deeper and deeper until it could no longer be seen. The depth at which the disc is no longer visible was taken as a measure of the transparency of the water. The measure is still known as the Secchi depth, and it is reached when the reflectance equals the intensity of light backscattered from the water. The Pope was delighted, and Secchi discs are still in use today as a simple measure of water quality. The papal yacht, however, fared less well, and following the unification of Italy and the loss of the papal states, Pius found himself landlocked, declaring himself to be a prisoner of the Vatican, although in truth it was he that refused to leave. He ordered the yacht to be secretly moved to Toulon to prevent her from being subsumed into the new Italian navy. This ship had been built to transport Pius on a planned, but never fulfilled, pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and since then had been mainly involved in the suppression of piracy in the Mediterranean. The French sheltered the vessel in Toulon, and eventually the Pope, having lacked a seaport for 8 years, ordered her to be sold. Previously, Father Secchi had supervised the construction of lighthouses for the ports of the papal states. And the papal navy, having been found in the 9th century and accruing battle honours, most famously that included Lepanto, the major defeat of the fleet of the Ottoman Empire in the Gulf of Patras, was no more. Secchi discs are still widely used in marine studies, and they've become a universal tool for measuring water clarity at a time when awareness and concern about water pollution is growing. Since its invention, similar discs with black and yellow patterns are used as fiducial markers on vehicles in crash tests and crash test dummies and other kinetic experiments. Father Secchi had invented it as part of his lifelong quest to understand light, and had been one of the first scientists to state authoritatively that the sun was a star. He was also the first astronomer to develop a spectral classification of different types of stars. As part of his research, he had studied how light was dispersed, and this in turn had led him to study water quality. But his main area of interest was astronomical spectroscopy, measuring the energy that radiated from different bodies, including stars, planets, and including visible light and radio. This had interested scientists since Isaac Newton had first used a simple prism to observe the refractive properties of light. This spectrum of electromagnetic radiation revealed many of stars that were far away their properties, such as their chemical composition, their temperature, their density, their mass, their distance, and their luminosity. Father Secchi's many scientific achievements were won in spite of the political instability in Italy. As a member of the International Jesuit Order, he was able to make important connections in other countries. In 1848, due to the Roman Revolution, the Jesuits had been ordered to leave Rome. Angelo Secchi spent the next 2 years in the United Kingdom at the Jesuit-run Stonyhurst College in the north of England, where an English Jesuit, Alfred Weld, was in charge of the Stonyhurst Observatory. This had inspired Secchi to take up science. And then he moved on to the United States, where he taught for a time at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. There he met the commander Matthew Fontaine Maury, the first director of the United States Naval Observatory. And Father Secchi was elected to the American Philosophical Society in 1860. His international reputation would protect him when he returned to Italy, and the remnant of the Papal States around Rome were being taken over by the Kingdom of Italy. The Gregorian University, where Secchi was based, had been declared property of the Italian government. And when the government moved to take over the observatory as well, Secchi protested vigorously, and he threatened to leave the observatory for one of several positions offered to him by foreign observatories. He was offered important scientific positions and political dignities by the Italian government, but he refused to pledge allegiance to the kingdom in place of the Pope. The royal government did not dare to interfere with him, and so he continued as director. He died at the age of 59 in Rome in 1878. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Please subscribe and leave a comment on the blog if you have time. And join us tomorrow if you can, as we look at the so-called New Atheism and Professor Terry Eagleton's lectures at Yale University. If you wish to visit the blog or commission a podcast, visit the website for more information at www.pogp.net. And if you'd like to respond directly, then email us on pogppod@gmail.com. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.